But your main competition at that time, was it 7-Eleven?
Well, it was 7-Eleven in Kansas City, and we had different competition in Wichita. You know, in St. Louis, it was 7-Eleven. And when we went to Atlanta, it was 7-Eleven. When we went to Dallas, it was 7-Eleven. You know, it was, yeah.
So did they start up about the same time you did?
Oh, no, no.
They had started up years?
Yeah, because they were in the ice business.
Okay.
And so then they had these ice docks, and then they started selling merchandise off the ice docks in the winter because it shut the ice docks down in the winter. And so somebody said, hey, can I keep my ice dock in the winter and try to sell stuff? So they worked out a deal, and they did that, and they figured that. So then that's how the C-store business evolved. When it worked in Dallas, they did it in Atlanta with the ice company there. So that's the...
Is that the seed for C-stores, as you call them?
Yeah.
You think that with 7-Eleven and those
ice
docks,
yeah,
that
yeah,
was the beginning?
Ice docks, yeah. And it evolved. And now, you know, it's all immediate consumption. You got to have sandwiches, you got to have fountain, you got to have... And gasoline didn't come along for 10 years. And then we didn't know how to do that, and we didn't have the money and so forth. And then after about 20 years, we decided that we had to really be a gasoline marketer and get in that.
There was a time here in those early stages that you were, and stores like you perhaps, were charging more for the product because it was convenient.
That's right.
Wasn't there a mentality that people might have had of convenience stores or gotcha stores?
Oh, sure, sure. And we realized earlier than other people did that convenience didn't have value anymore because there was too much convenience. And we lowered prices, and we got very aggressive with pop and cigarettes and key parts of the business with price.
So you were probably undercutting your competition
with those
prices at that time.
Yeah, and of course it hurt gross margin, but yeah, we stayed after it.
At first, you probably thought your customer was everybody who was alive, but then began to really focus on who it was that was really buying your products. And
Right. Well, it was people under 50. It was young people, primarily. And as time went on, it expanded because people who used to be young got old, and they still went to convenience stores, but not as often. I mean, I go to Quick Trip, and I don't buy any of the things we really sell. But I go there for certain things because we think our coffee's better and we think, you know. So, And this is take-home coffee to make at home. But I mean, my wife and I go there for certain things, but we don't go there for pop. We don't go there for sandwiches. We don't go there
for cigarettes
either.
And so it would have been the young adults.
It was teenagers.
And they were hungry and out of gas.
Yeah, hungry, thirsty, out of cigarettes and out of gas. I mean, that was the business we were in.
And so then that helped you focus your advertising and merchandising
sure,
as well. So
sure,
you began
sure,
to
sure.
point toward them.
Yeah,